I'm ex-content social media star, Andre Cordova.
And I'm a willow twink with a big personality, Philip.
And welcome to Sabotage. We're in season 3. Welcome back, Philip, willow twink.
Welcome.
Whatever you're calling yourself these days.
Yes, I'm happy to be here.
We've actually got someone in the audience today because, as you know, I can't get rid of him. Vlado's back there. Hi.
Let's go. Talk about sex.
Yeah.
Thank you
That's
for
the
that.
Guy.
That's our subject
like,
for today.
I'm like, is he gay?
Who cares? So, we're going to talk about the devil's tango. Sex. Sex with Philip Willow Twink. His whole, it's his personality, right?
His whole personality.
Yeah. Literally. The question on everyone's minds, well, your fans' minds, maybe like 80% of our viewers' minds.
Oh.
What underwear are you wearing today?
Oh, you know what? I'm actually wearing a Speedo.
You're wearing a Speedo?
Yeah, it's really random.
You're like, I'm so random.
Well, yeah. Like, my other ones were dirty, so I just want my Speedo.
That's a choice.
So maybe, like, at the end of the night, I'll just use them as, like, a cum rug and then...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Maybe, like, okay. 2 or 3 a day.
That's fun.
No?
So...
Trying to work on that little tan line.
Yeah, you've got, like, mesh shorts on, too. See-through.
You got a haircut.
Yeah, a little while ago.
Yeah. Looks good.
Thank you. It's the first nice thing you've said to me since arriving. Since arriving late, I should add.
I know, I started with, it's a little bit pitchy. You said it, we were all thinking it.
Yeah.
Look.
Oh my God. What was I going to follow up with? Right, you've mentioned, well, you said to me before, you got laser removal?
Oh yeah.
You're trying to be a smooth boy? What's going on?
Feel.
That's, I mean, you're kind of on the way there.
Yeah, well, it used to be, like, fully, like, bush hairy. But now it's just, like, little baby hairs.
Because, like, I've had laser too, but I was already pretty smooth to begin with.
Yeah, your, like, arms are really smooth.
Yeah, arms, legs. I did full body. Anything? Like,
do you face?
I did. But I didn't, like, finish the 10 sessions you're supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
So I still got, like...
And then it'll, like, grow back. I haven't gotten my laser for, like, 9 weeks.
Right. Wait, what?
9 weeks.
9 weeks what?
I haven't got it lasered.
Okay. So you're finished?
Mm-mm. No, you got to do it for like the rest of your life. But then maybe you'll do it. Yeah. And then, but
that's
maybe,
not what I heard.
Yeah, yeah. For like the rest of your life.
That's
but
a,
maybe only
I don't
do
know
it
about
like,
that kind of commitment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but maybe you'll do it like 1 or 2 times a year instead of like once a month.
Yeah.
It's not like a get tan and it's done.
I know that, but, like, I guess it depends on your body, though, because...
Yeah.
In my experience, like, I got mine done ages ago. I'm still very smooth. And
what?
Guys,
that's still that. That's
yeah,
still
like
from I, when ages?
Like, years.
That's from years?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It is.
No. What? Mine is, like, 9 weeks, and now it's all growing back again. Well, I got, like, Maso Woggy jeans, though.
Yeah.
I'm hairy. I'm a hairy twink. Well, not anymore. Brazilian.
Well, I did full body. So.
You smooth now.
What?
Did you do...
Yeah, I mean, but that's the area where you still gotta, like, maintain some upkeep because you didn't finish
I do that.
Right.
I got, like, this cute little, like, 21 Muslim girl that does it. She loves it.
Like, what?
Yeah, she loves it.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She loves it. And she tells me lots of straight guys go in as well and like get their hole done and
right.
Hold their cheeks open, get their balls done or whatever.
Okay. Mm. I can't believe that I was deprived of alcohol for this episode.
Yeah, no.
I'm drinking fucking tea, bitch. I'm so mad.
It's good tea. It's like in a silk
bag. It's actually okay.
It's like, yeah, parents.
But, you know, it's still not going to get me intoxicated. So.
It's got caffeine.
Now that you're smooth, right? I've heard down the grapevine. That's a phone. That's someone's fucking phone. I heard from a Tweety Bird that you intend on wearing some more feminine clothing.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I used to start wearing, like, when I first did OF, I wore, like, the schoolgirl skirts and the mesh full really? Body. Yeah, I look so good in it.
I thought you were going to be like, I looked so shit.
No, I look so good. Yeah. Like, you know, like the one you get from Wish? It's like everyone has that like blue one with like the Sailor Moon one. Or like the red schoolgirl one. It's like a white crop top. And check it out.
Okay.
Yeah. You haven't seen those? They're,
no,
like,
I
everywhere
don't think I
on
have.
Twitter. Everyone has the same one. Yeah.
Well, no, I think the reason why I haven't seen it is because I'm personally not into that. Like, I'm not into feminine clothing on guys. Like, it just does nothing for me. I think that ties into, like, sexualities on the spectrum. So anyone can be whatever percentage attracted to men or women, not strictly, like, 100% either way. I feel like I'm one of those rare cases where I'm 100%, like, into guys.
I think that's where it took her up, the, like, straight guys.
You do it.
They love it.
You try to convert them.
It's so much easier. It's so much easier to corrupt them.
Yeah, when you're in girls' clothes.
Yeah. I used to know this guy. Like, he has, like, a girlfriend.
Okay.
Which later I found out he had, like, a wife and kids. I'm like, oh, because I looked. He,
so many of them are on the DL. Oh, so like, many had, married like, men are like.
On his phone cover, like, screen. I was like, two kids. I'm like, okay. Anyway, like, I used to meet him, like, at the park. And he used to always want me, like, wear, like, a little thong or some shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, I prefer a jock strap over a thong.
But the last time I saw him, like, I made him come to my house, and then I made him, like, suck my cock. Well, not made him, but, you know, I was like, yeah, suck my cock. Who's a fag now?
Oh, this is
you're
wild.
My bitch now. You can wear the thong.
Speaking of straight guys, what are your experiences with them?
Well, I just told you.
Anything else? Anything a bit more interesting than, I don't know, meeting a guy in the park like literally every fucking gay does?
Yeah, I know. It's so common.
It is so common.
It's so, like,
I've done that a few times.
All the straight like, guys want to meet in parks.
I don't know who told them that that was the most secure location.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I know. One time I was at the park and there was like this old couple like walking their dogs. So we kind of just did like a T-Rex thing like... You know? Because we were in, like, the corner in the dark. And they're walking around with their dogs. So we're just
laps.
Like, you know, I'm like, he's like. And they just say nothing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just think it's interesting because some guys are more paranoid about coming over, like, if you can host, when they're on the DL compared to being out in public. It's like, wouldn't that, doesn't add up to me.
What, the doing it in a park? I think because like, well, they can't host. And then I can't really host either. So
well,
it's
say,
like,
for example, like, I've had guys where, you know, I can host, but
they still prefer
yeah, exactly.
Oh, no way.
That's what's weird.
Oh.
I'm like, are you trying to get caught?
Do you do it?
I have done.
Oh, yeah. No, why not?
I have done before.
If the cock's good.
Well, what do you mean?
If the cock's good.
But I'm the...
Oh, you're the top. Oh, so these straight guys are like, you're fucking them.
That's what I'm saying.
No way.
Yeah.
Because usually it's like, no, like, I wouldn't go there because, you know, not ready for that.
Well, like, okay. No, on the subject of straight guys, actually, like, it's a very different perspective when you're the top conversing with a curious straight guy versus being the bottom who's going to hook up with one. Because... I'd say it's, like, a lot easier for you because you're the one who's bottoming, right?
Well, whereas, do you have to be, like, a mental game more with them or something?
Well,
or?
With me, it's, like, the problem is it's less about the mentality. It's more about, like, they've got no experience.
Also, they don't know how to douche.
So they don't know how to douche.
Oh, my God,
they haven't prepped. They, like...
So you got to train them.
Hygiene is occasionally an issue. I'm, like, I'm not doing that.
Do you
that.
Show them how to?
No. I'm, like, you know what? I'm good. I can find a perfectly hot guy who knows what he's doing.
You just go
thanks.
Like in the shower, just take off the shower head and just...
I'm not fucking doing that for... No, that's gross.
No?
As the top, it's way too much hassle. It's too much trouble.
I don't like douching at someone else's house. It's so weird.
That is fair enough.
Do you let people?
If need be. So there have been occasions where it's like they have already prepped, but...
Oh,
because
then it might be a little bit of water or something.
No, not even that. It's more like sometimes, not to brag, just due to the size, It can still go deep enough where it's like, and then they might need to clean
not
up a bit.
Not to brag, but...
Yeah. But I'm hung like
a
horse,
so... No, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. If they got a big cock, you got to be, like, thorough.
Exactly.
Like, I'm planning this yesterday. No Chinese food.
Yeah,
no,
that's actually
no
how it goes.
Food the night
you have to just not eat.
Yeah, like, that's high your best fiber chance. During the day. Like, I am not having it, like, ruin the moment, you know?
Mm.
Like, can I just go in the shower real quick? 1 second.
Yeah, but because
I did have a guy once. He used to put, like, well, just one guy. It's so weird. He used to put a towel under me. So anytime we changed position, he'd get the towel and move. I'm like...
I mean, moving it around...
Like, come on, I know what I'm doing.
...is a bit much, but, like, I've thrown a towel down. On the
but he'll every to... position. He'll put the towel under me. I'm like,
yeah, that's...
girl, we're not doing this. Like, I'm a professional.
He's like, you dirty.
Yeah, no, babe. I'm fine on your white covered sheets as well. We will be fine. I'm a professional.
Yeah, this is true.
It's my whole personality.
Yeah, I think my biggest thing is like, if there is an accident, which does happen.
I met like my first partner. I go to his house and it was for a threesome. Mm. The other guy, like, didn't really get into it. But I was messy on, like, the sheets. And I literally, like, ripped the sheets off. It wasn't that messy. It was, like, just water, you know? Like, it was not dirty. But it was, like, I ripped them off and, like, put them in the laundry. I was so embarrassed. I know!
I was actually just about to address that. My biggest thing is making sure that the bottom doesn't feel like... You
and
know,
he was
super
cool
embarrassed
with it.
And stuff.
He was like totally whatever, and then that's how I knew he was the one.
Your ex.
Yeah.
That's how you knew he was
one. Well, I don't know. There's something about like tops, if they're like chill about you being
you still
messy,
gotta be like,
you're kind of like, oh, they're cool, you know? Like,
that's common decency though. That's
like, oh, it's husband material.
Basic respect. You know, you're not gonna go shaming somebody just because that's ridiculous.
I had a straight guy message me on Twitter. And he's so hot, right? Like, cock, ass, like, you know, like a big guy.
So he's like an
OnlyFans guy. And
then
he had to
do
the WhatsApp. No, he's not OnlyFans. He's like super DL. Like, wouldn't follow me. Only follows girls, you know? Do the WhatsApp thing. And then he wouldn't even tell me his name. Like, girl, like, I show you my butthole. Like, you can trust me.
I can't deal with the ones who won't show face.
Yeah. I won't do it.
I can't do it. Look, firstly... If you're going to send me a dick pic, I don't give a fuck. Your dick does not interest me, like, at all. It's probably the last thing I'd care about.
I prefer pussy pics.
Prefer ass pics. And definitely have to see a face if we're going to meet up.
A whole close-up like, of the hole.
No, not the hole. No, that I hate that.
You don't do the
I'm like, I don't need a fucking close-up,
You
bitch.
Don't need a
like,
close-up. No, you don't.
Your
Who
hole's
actually
not on trial,
that?
Bitch.
Who actually does like a
So many guys
like,
on Grindr, they do that. It's so annoying.
Well, there are some that are really cute, but it's not like just hole. Like, you have the cheeks.
It has to be like a
you
good
You gotta have
photo.
The cheeks and like a nice hole. It can't just be like the hole.
Then it's like, what the fuck am I looking at?
I know.
Face is important to me.
So, do you have a whole pic as a top?
No. Like, I've got ass pics, but I haven't got... I'm not going to take a fucking whole pic. Like, that's... not deliberately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm verse then.
You?
Yeah.
Well, you are.
I have both.
Well, like,
I... No.
What haven't I seen?
You see my OF? Okay.
We've got each other on Twitter.
Oh, I'll send you one after.
We have each other on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Not to brag, but go check it out.
Yeah. Percentage wise, how often do you top versus being bottom? And what is your preference for that?
Well, when I do collabs, like, I'm the bottom because I'm like, you know, the willow twink, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like super fun size and...
you're literally shorter than me. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm the bottom usually, but I do make topping content with like my first partner, Chris, who like I made him sign up for Twitter.
Yeah, I saw you advertise
that.
Yeah,
because he's got like a huge cock, so I'm like, I'm going to use it. But he's also really twinky. He's got a cute little like twinky bum.
Right.
And he's like lasered as well, which I fucking love.
Mm.
So I top him like all the time. He's like the only guy I top.
Anyone?
He's like the only guy I top.
On the regular.
Yeah. Like.
So how do you find that versus like, what do you prefer? I assume you prefer bottoming.
Totally prefer bottoming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
That checks out. I'm technically verse top, but I just tell people I'm a top because I don't want to deal with... I'm technically verse bottom. Yeah.
But I think that's a thing. I think that's really a thing. When people make fun of people, it's like, that's not a thing, but it's a thing.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
I still, like, I'm happy to bottom, but it's just on the rare occasion. Like, I have to really be in the mood for it. Or, like, I have to be super into the guy that's going to top me.
Being gay is so great. Like, you can give pussy and take hog. You can give it and take it.
Yeah. It is.
You don't see girls giving it. Oh, but they can.
They can't while pegging.
Yeah. I mean, like, my
old... Vlad is a big fan of that.
Well, my... I lie. Yeah, I bet he is. Check out his OF. Yeah. Ever try pegging? I might try it once.
But you have a dick to use.
Yeah, but, like, I think it would be cool to, like, try and get fucked by, like, a MILF or something.
I could be like a stepson. I mean,
she's gonna be my stepmom.
Jesus Christ. That's where, like, that's where you are on the spectrum of it. Because
I think I prefer MILF, honestly.
Yeah.
Like a big titty MILF. And she can, like, tell me what to do.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, she'll, like, know what she's doing and she'll, like, train me. I'll be like, yeah, whatever you want.
That's crazy.
Is that how you do it? Is that how you do it?
I prefer big ass boys. I'm gonna stick to that.
Have you done it?
Ask the straight boys.
Yeah, I went to a tobacconist and he was telling me about how he ate his like wife's pussy and he's like, yo, like I put a bit of honey on it and I just go. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, I remember that. That's gotta be how you do it.
Yeah, certified tobacconist giving out sex advice.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He was like 60 or something. Like, yeah, he's got to know.
He's clearly got no one to talk to.
Yeah. No, he's so cool. He's the tobacconist on Oxford Street.
Oh, okay. To wrap up on, it's not straight guys necessarily, but bi guys. I tend to get like a lot of bisexual guys attracted to me because I have that androgynous look. I'm pretty like a girl, but I'm hung and everything. And like,
bi guys are hot.
They're living for the fantasy of like the best of both worlds.
Like, they can full do everything. Like, pussy, cock, all those pan people. I'm kind of jealous of pan people.
That's when you're attracted to like everything, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you like trans boys and trans girls and all in between. I think it's so hot. Yeah, maybe I've been watching like too much porn, but I'm seeing like these trans boys and I'm going like, ooh, yeah, maybe I want to try.
Like, I get it.
I was supposed to meet the Czech twins.
Oh, that didn't pan out?
No. Well, so we were, but like then they were in London while I was in the Czech Republic.
Right.
Because I was in the Czech Republic like in October.
Recently.
I was supposed to meet them. That would have been so crazy.
Too bad. So
sad. Oh my God. Like, are they both tops? Is one a bottom? And I, like, have to be, like, a sandwich? I don't know. I didn't ask. I thought maybe it's rude, you know? Like...
Right.
Are you both gonna fuck me? You know? Because they're, like, they're brothers.
Yeah, that's where it's... So, like, where do they draw the line? Like, that's what I want to know. Like, where's the line for twin content?
You know, are we gonna do, like, a meat circle? We do, like, human centipede.
Oh, my God.
I was just assuming I'd be in the middle of everything.
Yeah. Which you enjoy the distance. Being.
That was so interesting. What if they like close their eyes while they do it? Like, but then it's like your twin brother. So
you already know what they look
but
like.
But it's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if I had a twin.
Right.
I wouldn't know.
If you had a twin, we'd never see you.
Yeah. We'd be
fucking. I believe that.
I think so.
I believe that. God, speaking of which, do you have any kinks?
Twins.
Unconventional. Unconventional taste is what a kink is.
Yeah, what is a kink and a fetish? I don't get it.
Kink is unconventional taste. So just something outside the norm of what is considered like...
Like a verb.
And a fetish is something that has a strong link to getting you off. Like, your sexual satisfaction can come from a fetish anytime.
Wait, what?
But a kink is like, yeah, I'm into that, but I don't need it to get off.
Wait, so, okay, what about feet? Is feet a fetish and a kink, or is it a kink?
It can be either or depending on your level of taste in it, but a lot of the time it is a fetish. So a lot of people who have a fetish for feet will get off on that every time.
Okay, wait, can you explain this to me one more time?
I got it in. Fetish meaning.
What is a fetish?
A form of sexual desire in which gratification is strongly linked to a particular object or activity.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's a kink?
Google define kink.
And a kink is a sharp twist or curve.
No, no, not that, not yeah, that one.
That's a kink.
Kink, fuck you. Hold up. No, not a twist. Oh, come
do you
on.
Like what's just a kink sex?
Fucked.
Yeah, your algorithm's gonna be messed.
Yeah, you're right. Unconventional sexual taste or behavior.
See?
So one, a what?
Unconventional just like means like thing. Out of the ordinary. It's it's like it's similar, but
wait, what? You know that meme of like Celine Dion or Gwen Paltrow with the calculator? That's me right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, that wasn't Gwyneth Paltrow. That was just some Gwyneth that's Paltrow? Some random white bitch.
Oh, yeah,
that wasn't her. Anyway, oh. So say for example, like I'd consider a fetish of mine, I guess, to be you know like a hot ass.
Uh-huh.
Because if all else fails, that can get me off.
And then kink would be like fisting.
I mean, not for me, but a lot of people tend right. to have that fetish right. as well. Like, I mean, yeah, I guess it could be.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you're into it, but you don't need it every time.
Have you ever tried fisting?
No, and I never will.
Why not?
That shit creeps me out.
I tried it.
It's too much.
I've given an antagonist.
What?
I've given it and taken it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said something about Anzac, and I was like, I'm
yeah,
very
yeah,
confused.
I met this, like, 19-year-old once that was, like, super into that. And he had all these big toys, and he was so cute. And I was like, ooh, 19, okay, like, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah.
And it's, like, there's so much room in there. I mean, like, there's, like, a lot. Like, you think it's gonna be tight, but there's room. Like, you could do this.
No, I figured...
There's a lot of room
because
they
stretch
so
it a
weird.
Lot. And that's what's creepy yeah. about it. Like, look, each to their own. You do you, boo, whatever. But I just...
You never want to just, you know, try something once?
Fuck no.
I think better. Like, that's like when you got to, like,
I'm perfectly content not doing that because it's a turn off for me.
You don't I'm go not gonna, like, oh, wow, I did it.
I'm not going to do something...
That was me when I did it. I'm like, no way,
Like, if I know something's going to be a turn off, like, I'm not going to fucking...
Well, with Chris, he was the first guy to do it because, like, we always just, like... try and just push the boundaries of shit
mm.
and when it first happened honestly it did like it made this sound it went like like it was like I vacuumed it in there like if
I don't want to do this anymore like I think this is the end of sabotage.
I know but this 19-year-old he didn't make that sound. His was just like throwing a hot dog down the hallway.
You know what? I think part of the reason I don't find it appealing or appetizing is because it's like, you know, I prefer it to be tied up for it to feel good, you know? If you're loose,
you
I'm not into that.
Do you toys on bottoms?
No.
Do you do toys with bottoms?
Occasionally.
Yeah, toys are fun.
Yeah, toys can be fun.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Just depends what it is. Toys are fun.
Yeah, yeah. Like I have toys. Like... I have lots of toys. I love toys. Because then you can, like, practice bottoming, like, at home, you know?
Yeah.
And I have, like, a mirror. I like looking.
I do like a mirror during sex.
Yeah. That's... mirror during sex is the best.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, I'd your body like is
a,
so
that,
hot.
I'd call that a kink. You know?
Oh, that's
like
a kink.
Having.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, I have
you
a
like
big
it,
mirror.
But you don't, like, need it.
Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. I like the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I always look. I'll be in the mirror and I'll be like, I do that.
You just
time.
You just do it on
yeah, and I go,
in your
yeah,
free time.
That's the stuff.
You're like, I'm not even making content. I just
nah.
enjoy doing this.
Yeah, that's the stuff. That's the moneymaker.
To answer the question, now that you finally know the fucking definition, what's your kink? What's your fetish?
You know, like one I've always wanted to try because I have like one of those like old antique kind of beds with bars. And I've always wanted to be, like, tied up.
So being tied up, all right.
Yeah, but, like, not. But I want to be, like, blindfolded as well.
You want to lose
like,
all your senses.
Yeah. I'm like... but then, like, do you, like, untie to flip? Or you got to just pick one side?
You know? I think you kind of got to pick one side.
Right?
Yeah. I mean...
Because you're spending the time, like...
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I've always wanted to try that. But
yeah, that I kind of want to try the tied up thing, too.
I still don't got it.
We just went over this. God.
That's a kink.
Yeah.
Oh, it's and a then kink. A fetish is like a smooth puss.
Yeah, like I'm into smooth gotcha, gotcha, ass, gotcha. Yeah.
I get it. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Moving on. What did I fucking ask? Weird requests from your fans. What do you get? What happens?
Well, I had like a recent one involving like farts.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate you.
But, you know, I totally get it. Like, I think I've watched, like, so much porn now, I can't understand people's weird shit.
You're desensitized to it all. Yeah.
So, I think, like, what he'd want is, like, it's like a bully, you know? And I'm, like, gonna pff in your face.
So, I can't, like, hide what I'm feeling. And you're going to see quite a few faces of disgust. I'm not judging you if you're into that. I just think it's fucking gross.
But he also wanted a cum tribute as well. So I was like, oh, well, like...
Well, like a fucking sacrifice?
As well. Like, he wanted farts and cum. And I was like, oh, well...
You have to pick
one. I don't really do that. So I'll just send you the fart one. No, yeah. No, I didn't even do the cum tribute as well.
What is
That's
that?
That's different. Yeah, cum tribute is like a picture and they like... tribute that come to you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, like
now I'm the one learning stuff.
I don't... Your precious load, you know, like some kind of like, they're like a god.
Right, so it's like a worship thing.
Yeah, worship. Okay. But it's a tribute. Say yeah. You do it on like the phone. You never scroll past them on Pornhub?
No, because I'm not into like the weird stuff.
They like suggested for me for some weird reason.
Yeah, because you said you're so far down the rabbit hole. You're trying to find literally anything just so you can feel something. And like, I'm not going to get to that point. I feel like that's where a lot of people, they go off the deep end with porn. A lot of guys. That's why they're into the weirdest shit. Because it's like they...
Yeah.
The regular stuff doesn't do it for them anymore. The unconventional stuff doesn't do it for them anymore. They have to like...
Yeah.
It's too far, too much.
How far can I go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, thankfully, I don't get recommended any of that.
I love my job. I was made to do this job.
I can tell. I think we can
it's
all...
a lot.
You fucking whore. You've mentioned before, I've seen it too, you can self-suck.
Oh, yeah. That is a kink.
It is.
That I'm really good at.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm, like, a certified yoga teacher as well. So, you got to be, like, flexible.
Naturally.
Yeah. And, like,
otherwise
have
it's
a big cock. But I've seen, like, guys with tiny dicks, like, sucking their own cock.
They got to overcompensate somehow.
It's, like, literally just flexibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on my last trip, I'll tell you what. So, like, I could always do it maybe since I was, like, 16 or something.
Okay.
Right? And, like, when on my last trip, I was in Berlin, right? I'm like, I'm going to make some self-sucking content. And
this is gross now.
I leveled it up.
You leveled it up?
I leveled up.
You went to the next level?
Yeah, I leveled up.
By doing
up.
What?
Yeah. I could, like, get, like, the tip in of my cock.
Into?
My mouth.
But... You already could do that. That's self-sucking.
No, it was kind of more like, I could always be like.
Oh, so
but
you.
But now I can
okay.
be like.
You got a mouthful this time.
I got a mouthful. But when you do something like that, you're like.
One of these days you're going to snap your fucking neck.
Oh, I'm telling you. I actually hurt my neck like.
Yeah,
a few
no
weeks
wonder.
Ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hurt my neck like all down here because like. Because I'm, like, going like this, right? Like, legs behind.
Yeah.
And because you're, like, kind of moving your, like, neck, like, forward. Like, just straight. But it's fine now.
Yeah.
It's not going to stop me.
Your gravestone is going
to... hole.
Your tombstones are going to say he died doing what he loved.
Yeah. Yes.
cause of death. Neck snap.
Cause of death sucking his own cock.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's literally going to be that. It. I think about like maybe I should write a will. Just
to be on the safe side, I'd
I'm
say.
I'm like paralyzed. Oh, God. No, God. But I can do the balls. I can lick the balls.
Good job. Well done.
Mm, going for the whole necks now.
Mm. That's... You'll be dead. That's... You'll be deceased.
But there are girls that can lick their own puss as well. I googled it.
I love how like, you just it's voluntarily check this stuff out. I'm like, no yeah. thanks. I'm good.
Inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah, motivation. If you she have can a, lick her own puss, no, you have like I can one get of those, my cock in there.
You have what are those like... You make like a collage, like a poster.
Vision board.
A vision board. You have a vision board for like self-sucking.
I do have a vision board. I actually made one. One of them's with like all my collabs and where I'm going to go. And
yeah.
No, my self-sucking.
It's good to have ambitions and dreams. What's your body count?
My body count?
Mm. It does it on his head.
Times two. Yeah. I'm not sure. Honestly, I don't think it's quite high, actually.
Really?
Like 400? No. No, like 40 or something.
Really?
Yeah, like 40.
Really?
I think only so.
I'm only yeah. shook because like I have a higher count than you do then. Because like I don't...
40,000.
Like, I literally... Okay. I never got the whole counting things shit because, yeah. firstly, I just don't see people that way. It's not a fucking number to me. But, you know, I had to also, like, I'm never going to remember it anyway. Let's be real.
Right. ADHD.
Yeah. I don't remember what I did yesterday. I'm not going to remember the number of people I've slept with. But
I think, well, I've had sex, like,
having sex
times,
is,
though.
Yeah, of course. That's
like,
different.
In the like, thousands.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you have, like, boyfriends and stuff as well. Like, yeah. You might fuck twice a day and date for, like, 3 years.
Yeah, and I was in, like three, a couple monogamous like relationships, yeah.
730 a year, twice a day.
Someone said to me that they felt that a high number, and it was, like, 35 or something. And I was like, well, that makes me a fucking slut.
Oh, yeah, what's yours? You didn't even answer the question.
Well, no, I don't know what mine is. Oh, I just okay, know it's okay. like, it's in the hundreds.
Wow.
Yeah. Because they were like, oh, mine's like 30 something. And I'm thinking like, I went to a trade event where I fucked 11 guys in one night.
What?
Like, yeah.
Did you film it?
No, because I mean, it was dark in there anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, all at once or like one by one?
No, like.
Because you're a top.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's the top, all of them?
Mm-hmm.
You blew 11 times?
Not every time.
Right? How much did you blow?
It was a few times.
Like 5, 6, 10?
No, I'd say like, maybe like half, I guess.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot in one day.
One night.
Oh. Yeah. Then there's day, what happened daytime?
No, because that was like at the event where it was, you know, it's.
An event for what? Trade? Fucking
it was
tradies.
At trade.
Fucking trade.
No, it was at trade. The venue.
Oh, right. Like the underwear. Oh, the sauna?
I wouldn't call it. It's not a sauna, no. Trade is like.
It was an underwear shop or a sauna or something.
No, no, no. It's like a on sex premises and they've had like. Think of it as like a like an orgy event. Except, you know, you don't have to like fuck everybody. It's like you go around it. You treat it like a sauna, but it's.
But it's like a party.
But it's a party.
Oh my God. It sounds like Berghain or something. Like in Berlin, you know?
Mm.
That's, like, so cool for Sydney.
Yeah, they have them now and then. Events like that.
When's the last time you went?
Oh, it was...
When's the next event?
I can't remember if it was, like, pre-COVID or post-COVID. you're like, take me with you.
Let's go.
Yeah. But then, you know, I've been to the saunas as well and stuff and, you know.
Oh, I've been to the sauna, like, Bodyline, maybe twice.
And have
I
just, you been
like,
to...
And I haven't fucked in there or anything. I just wanted to see what it's like.
Right. So you've not been to Sydney Sauna?
No.
Really?
No, I haven't been to Sydney Sauna.
Okay. What's ironic is you do a lot of this for your OnlyFans and not necessarily in your free time.
No.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you're pretty selective outside of filming.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I know Austin Wolf. He now... He said he, like... is totally addicted to sex or something, and his body count's like in the thousands, but now he only has sex if he films it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a great idea.
I prefer filming when I fuck too, but, you know.
Yeah, check out his ex, his alt. His alt Twitter. Check out his alt.
Oh, yeah. Alts, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you forgot you even had it.
Weirdest place you've had sex?
I don't know. I think, honestly, the weirdest. But it's not even weird for gay people.
It's like it's not weird, yeah.
Yeah, but that's crazy for you? I wanted to do it in the middle of the park. Yeah.
You wanted to do it like in the middle of a stadium with all the lights.
But it was nighttime and there's no lights, you know. But like the moon was shining and the wind was nice. And it felt good. And then the guy, when he finished, he made the funniest joke as well. He was like, there were two full moons tonight.
You're easily impressed.
He was Czech. He's so hot. Albert. Oh, wait.
I don't know what I'd consider weird. I've done public places.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's the weirdest place you've, like?
I cannot remember. I know I've done several, like, outdoor public
I fucked on the street.
Scenarios. On the street.
I used to go on walks. Walks. With my partner. And we go fuck on the street.
Well, like a residential street? Like, what kind of street?
Like, Darlinghurst.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, actually,
But this is like 2 a.m. There's no people.
You've reminded me that I
And it'll be indiscreet. Like, it won't be on the street. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'll be somewhere, like, gay appropriate.
No, I've done, like, alleyways and stuff. Like,
yeah. I mean,
I did that during Mardi Gras last year.
Yeah. I saw some posts like that. Like, fuck, that is hot. And it was, like, on my street as well. I'm like, I could have been there.
Yeah, like around the street.
Like house from the window, I saw this like lady and this guy. They were so drunk and they like stumbled into a bush and then they started fucking in the bush. Yeah, like right on the street. And I watched the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, you go, girl.
Oh my God.
Love. It was love.
That was true love. That was
true love. What if they're like married now or something?
Okay, no, actually, here's a good question. What do you prefer, water-based or silicone?
It has to be, like, the oil one.
Silicone.
Yeah, it has to
be that one. That's not my bag. That's my bag.
No, his is the Kmart one over there.
I'm not fucking Kmart. So, yeah, like,
It has to be silicone.
I can't do water-based because it gets sticky and it makes me go soft. Mm-mm. Like, I have to use silicone because that's, like, industrial strength lube. It's so good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right, girl.
The water one, it gets dry. Yeah, it doesn't.
It dries so quickly and it gets
sticky.
And then
you gotta do it again. And then, like, you get on your hands. You
be It's literally a turn off for me.
Like,
I can't do
it.
I
get, like, oil gets stained, but you can wash oil stains.
Well, it's not. It doesn't stain.
Well, not really, no. It does. Well, yeah, silicone, oil kind of stains.
I don't know what oil you're using as lube. Oil based. It's like you're using fucking olive oil.
Yes, like a true Macedonian.
Yeah. No, I use like silicone lube, which is a bit different. Best dick you've had.
Oh. So many. Just like all the images.
Yeah. I feel like that's harder to determine.
Slide
show
in my brain right now. I gotta say, that guy that fucked me in the park and was like, full moon, baby.
But that sounds like the sex was good. So that's not necessarily.
His cock was big and like uncut.
Yeah.
He had like these big balls and like he had like blonde hair, like blonde bush. And man, it was number one.
All right.
But I've had some big cock. Like I've had 10-inch top. Mm. His cock is like this big. I'm not even joking. I have a picture. Check it out.
Well, he puts it all over fucking.
But it's this big. And my arms next to it too. And it's like this thick.
Yeah.
Which is fun. If you like that. But like then but you got. Then you got like.
If you like being torn open.
Well, you got holiday dick. And then you got boyfriend dick.
Yes. Well, that's the thing too. Cock. I think it's like. There's boyfriend dick. There's.
I like cock.
Husband
better.
Dick. Cock over dick.
Yeah. Dick's like American.
Is it?
Yeah, dick. What's up with dick? I like cock.
Mm.
Like opens up your throat. Cock.
Yeah. Well, because like, for those who don't know, boyfriend dick is like the average size, which is six, like five, boyfriend 6 inches.
Dick you can take every day.
Yeah, it's a dick you can take every day.
Holiday dick is like,
yeah.
But whereas, I mean,
and then you've also got like, I've got husband dick. Just like,
what's husband dick?
I don't know. I think it's just a big dick, but it's not like insane.
Oh, I love husband dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. My first Chris, he's got husband dick. You know, one time though, his cock's so big, he like tore my ass, so I had to take 2 days off work. Yeah. I'm telling you. Like, I was like working at Grills at the time.
A few tears, yeah.
And I went up to the other gay, the only other gay worker, so he'd understand, right? And I went up to him. I'm like, dude, like, I cannot, like, stand right now. Like, I'm, like, leaning over the bench because it felt like I got, like, stabbed in there. I'm like, please, like, wow. Can you take the rest of my shift? I'll take your other shifts, I promise.
Yeah.
And then I had to go to the doctor and I'm, like, on all fours, right?
Yeah.
Ass out. And they, oh my God, I remember so well because he had an intern, this girl, as well. And she was, I'm like, traumatized. This girl, like, checking out my pussy, you know? I'm like... Like, yeah, you got to tear it like 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock.
Mm.
I love husband dick, though. I can take it now. After good to 10, know. After 10 is top, I got to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
It takes a while for such a little guy.
He did say that.
Yeah. Actually, oh my God. So there was this guy, Justin. Oh, he was so hot. He's this Canadian guy. Mm. And he had like, he couldn't speak much English. And he like had a bit of a French accent. So he'd be like, do you like that? Yeah, do you like that? And I'd be like, mm-hmm, yeah, I love it. And he had just this big cock and it was like uncut. Like, I love uncut cocks. And he was so beautiful to look at. So I'm kind of like looking up at him like, uh-huh, yeah, I love it. But man, he like blew like in both of my eyes. He blew the biggest load, honestly. Like in both. I'm not.
You're like, I went blind that day.
It's on camera. Like, it yeah. went. You like a facial? Why? What to moisturize is. With?
No, not like all the time. If I'm bottoming.
That's my secret. That's our secret.
Yeah, that's a secret to youthful skin.
Come. But you moisturize that. You make a moisturizer.
Yeah.
It's called come.
It has to be said exactly like that.
Yeah. Come.
No, I mean, I prefer breeding low. That's my, like, go-to.
Get pregnant.
That's when you get, blow in the guy.
Oh, wait, you're top. You wouldn't know. No, bottoms what? Sometimes when they get like bread.
No, like I used to
have a little tummy rumble.
I have bottoms before. It means you're pregnant.
Have you ever had a tummy rumble?
No.
From being bread?
No.
You know, it goes,
but
like,
I've been on the receiving end. Yes.
It's like, oh my God, I'm pregnant.
I think that just means you're hungry, bitch.
No, maybe.
Yeah, like you haven't eaten all day. You just had sex. Just you're gonna be hungry afterwards.
Eating cum and getting bread. Get that bread.
Mm.
Different kind of bread.
Okay, so best ass.
Best ass.
That you had.
Well, I gotta say, I only or seen, top Chris. I only top him. So I love his little twinkie smooth ass. It's like smooth. I love a smooth hole.
Definitely prefer smooth. I love like a bubble butt.
There was this one Muscle Mary guy. This guy named like Sasha Cologne.
It's like
muscle pussy. Yeah.
I like, this is, you know, this is getting in the real nitty gritty. Like, I like the bounce aspect of it as opposed to, like, I don't want it to be hard. Like, a muscle ass is usually,
No. His wasn't, like, hard. But it needs to be, like, you know, kind of soft still. I think muscle pussies are so beautiful.
And yeah, it depends on.
Because, like, I'm a twink fucking these muscle guys. I'm like, yeah, you're such a bitch. You're such a fag.
I mean, I kind of get that vibe with, like, I'm generally like smaller
talk,
than
you know. Do you talk dirty?
I
do. You have nice names, you know, like good boy.
Yeah. I do that. Like I am a dom when I fuck. Usually.
Do you call them the F word?
No.
No.
I don't like that.
I don't like that in everyday language, but like
I don't like it
for
either.
Gays, it's like our N word, so like we can. Call
well, yeah, it is, and like, I totally understand that for sure. But I personally just don't like hearing it. I don't find anything particularly attractive about it, so I'm like, no thanks.
Totally.
Same way, like, I don't
like hearing it, like, on the street, but I'm fine to, like, be like, hey, bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But speaking of which, like, and this ties
only
into...
only gays can say that.
Yeah.
It's our N-word.
Pretty much.
The F-word.
But tying into that stuff about, like, spectrum, me being 100% not into women, what's related is like when it comes to sex and sex talk, dirty talk, I don't like it when a guy refers to his ass as a pussy.
What? Why not?
I don't like it. I'm not into it. Anything where you're referring to yourself with women terms, not into it.
No. And this guy, man.
Bussy is fine, but
Bussy's Bussy's weird, but I like Bussy too. Like, there was this guy, his name was Marin. Like, oh, he was so hot, this Romanian guy in Hamburg. And he goes to me, he's like, is it okay if I call your ass a pussy? And I was like, oh, yeah.
You like anything, though.
I love it. I love, oh, yeah, I like my pussy.
Fucking hell.
And get me pregnant.
Favorite positions?
Favorite position.
What do you like? What do you prefer? So I know for later. You like that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Because I like when the guy holds me. You give real, like, fucking... Holds me, and then you can feel, like, his balls, like, slapping the back of you. And you're like...
Yeah. Okay. You do give some real bottom bitch energy when it comes to sex.
Yeah, I mean, this one guy, he grabbed the back of my neck in that position.
And then he broke it.
And I'm holding my legs, right? And, like, his legs are... up here, so he's holding it back, so I cannot move, and I just had to take all of our fucking gloves up.
Right.
And then afterwards, he was like, "You're such a little bitch, aren't you?" I'm like, "Yeah." That's gonna be my favorite.
Yeah,
but
no, that's fair. That's
intimate
fair
as well. It's like you're like hearts are connected, and you can't like
your hearts are connected.
Yeah.
You're like, it's so romantic.
Yeah, it is.
I prefer doggy.
Doggy.
That's like my favorite.
Yeah.
Especially doggy in the mirror. That's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like doggy.
But like missionary's fine, riding's fine.
Do you doggy
fine
on the knees or do you like do standing?
Knees.
Yeah, I do on knees, but yeah. I like standing up as well and being like.
I have done standing as well. Like that's fine too. It's
like tweak, tweak, tweak.
Yeah.
And that's like head in the pillow, you know, like foot on neck.
That's a bit.
Have you ever tried that?
Not going
try
to.
Try with Benji.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
It's so hot. I'm banned from Grindr.
Are you?
I've been banned for like 2 years because I was promoting my OF. Don't do that.
Yeah. You're not allowed to promote your OF on.
So now it's, I just got Twitter guys to fuck, you know, like I think my body count would be higher if I had Grindr, but.
Right.
Like now it's like literally just Twitter guys, which yeah. I think is better.
In some ways, you have an upcoming trip to LA and New York City.
Oh, yeah. I'm meeting Austin Wolf.
Tell us about that.
I'm meeting Austin Wolf.
You're meeting Austin Wolf.
Austin Wolf, baby.
That's a lot.
He's going to fuck me up so bad. Oh, my God. Because he loves choking, right?
You're like, so we can just expect to never hear from you again.
I want
to
do the thing he does, you know, where he like picks you up by the throat and you go like,
He does that?
Yeah. I think I can take it. I think my neck's pretty strong. Got you, Austin. I think it's strong. You know, you just do like baby breaths or something like. But he'll only do it for like 1 second and like be down. Yeah. He likes
well, you'd
that.
Fucking
he
hope
loves
so.
Choking. And I've never really been into choking. Like I've done this one. You know, that choking.
Yeah.
It's just like a little bit when they fuck you from
behind.
Yeah,
no, I've never...
But...
I've never really
like,
been
into choking.
Like, I haven't done
the full, like, breathless choking before, so it's going to be different.
Yeah, like, if I'm fucking a guy from behind, I'll do the around the neck thing, but...
Well, like, as long as like, I don't look red in the collab, like, I'll be fine. Because I did try with this, like, Marin guy, and I was red. Like, it looked like my eyes were going to pop out my head. It wasn't good.
You were on the brink of death.
Yeah. Man, he made me do the weirdest positions. It was so fun.
Love.
I love doing weird positions.
Well, the only thing that I know Austin Wolf's into is nipples.
Oh,
he's always doing that.
Oh,
like, whenever
like,
he fucks,
that's
he's constantly...
a fetish.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Mine. It's... Like, girl, come on.
I don't feel anything.
I love tits.
Well, so, here's the thing, right?
I fucking love man tits.
I love pecs. I love a good set of pecs. But, like... there's no need to reciprocate trying like as in okay pecs
it.
Are good nipples don't do anything for me
they don't feel like much
I don't feel anything
feel like much
yeah.
But I like doing it
because for some guys it's like an erogenous zone right But
I love, that's like got to be my favorite thing about a guy with their tits.
Yeah, I do love pecs.
But yeah, I've got like 12 collabs coming up.
Wow.
And my brother's coming with me.
Okay.
He's not helping me film or anything.
I was like really worried for a second.
He does music, so he's always want to go to LA, you know, so we'll have dinner and shit.
Mm.
And I'll be working.
Well, that's fun.
Thing, but I love
some family bonding time.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Well, he's bringing his best friend, and I'm bringing my best friend.
LA, New York City, you're going to meet Austin Wolf and collab with him. Speaking of infamous
and
people.
And like 12 other guys.
Yeah. Well, you want to list them now? Do you want to let the people know?
I have a list. It's my friends over there.
Okay, never mind then. Speaking of infamous people, I hear that Troye Sivan messaged you.
That's supposed to be a secret, Andre. I have like highlights on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And then he sent a message on like one where I was like talking about violin classes. Yeah, there's like this 6-year-old girl that goes before me and like a 9-year-old that goes after me. And they're like so much better than me, but I'll beat those bitches.
Yeah.
You know, and then he sent me a message, was like, oh yeah, this made me laugh. Haha. I was like, what the fuck? You looking at my highlights? And like, cause I woke up in the morning, I looked at this Troye Sivan DM. I'm like,
you're like, that's not real.
Mm-mm. And then I go on this profile. I'm like, no fucking way. And you know what? This is a tip I got from a mate. You send people videos so it's more intimate, right? So like, I'm like out of bed and I'm like, you know,
yeah.
And I'm like, no, no way, you're Troye Sivan. There's no you. And I send him a video. And we kept messaging after.
What did he say? What was the exchange?
He asked where I'm from.
What's the tea?
He asked where you're from. Melbourne.
Okay. So he's asking like within Australia.
Much. I don't know if I'm allowed to. Is he suing me or something? But it was like really
simple. You haven't
simple.
Signed anything. He's not going to.
Well, because I think like celebrities, they're quite dry on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm just like, who wouldn't like be excited if like Beyonce messaged you or something?
Yeah.
You know?
Video. No, if there's anything we know about Troye Sivan, it's he has a type.
Yeah, he's a top.
Apparently, allegedly.
He's a top. Allegedly a top. Or some kind of.
Yeah, no, like he said that because everyone assumed he was a bottom. Yeah. Something.
But I sent him a video and I was like, I showed him my sister as well so that like, she could feel special. He's like, where you at the moment? I'm like, no way. You just asked me that. I'm just here with my little sister.
Ask him to come on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, Troy. He doesn't follow me, though. Yeah.
We're not quite there yet. Well, wait, yeah. We'll get back to that. Real quick. Because he's not the first, either. How's Adam Lambert?
Oh, my God. This is supposed to be a secret, too.
How's Adam Lambert, Philip?
I haven't spoken to him in a while. But he follows me.
Yeah, he followed you.
I know. He follows lots of games.
He saw the podcast, actually.
No.
Yeah, no, you're the one. That's when he messaged you. It was because he had seen the podcast.
Oh, right. Yeah, he's sweet. And I told him, like, he'll be here around, I don't know if this is...
He'll be here for Mardi Gras. He's already
announced
it
now. Okay, that's okay. Yeah, he'll be here for my birthday. And then he
specifically.
Said... Yeah, well, I said, like, we'd love to meet you. Like, my birthday's this day. He's like, yeah, I'll put it in my calendar.
Wow.
He's so not meeting me. But it's like a little sliver of hope.
Right.
Maybe him and Troy.
Well, now you can
Adam
go ahead and ask him
oh
to
go
on the podcast.
Oh my God, Adam, watch this. He's going to fucking sue me.
You're my Don't bait. Worry. You're my bait to get these people on the podcast. Literally, my human gay bait.
Gay bait.
Gay bottom bait.
I'm like on a fishing reel. We should make that in a t-shirt.
What, gay bottom bait?
You holding like a fishing reel. Be like,
yeah,
like,
just you on the end of it like... That'd be fun. Yeah. Good time. To wrap up, upcoming plans, projects in store, what's going on?
I only like it raw.
It's so bad, but I do too. I prefer as well.
Oops.
I hate that.
I've been waiting to do that the whole episode. I'm such a fucking good brother. I'm encouraging.
What a lovely note to end on. And I'm a damn good top. So 10 out of 10 reviews, would recommend. That's what
not
I get.
Not to brag.
Not to brag. So thank you for joining us.
We had a good time. And we'll have a good time after. Ooh, checking out Linktree.
Yeah, there's been a few people being like, so when's the collab? Like,
No way.
Yeah, on the comments. Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been Sabotage. Final question. Why are you the worst?
You like my sound effects?
Pew pew.
The sound effects are good. The rest, not so much. We can cut this now.